local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Again, thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon, the drive home each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Heard there in the promo before we came back, we are your headquarters for hurricane season. And just taking a look at the tropics, of course, now as there are three disturbances out in the Atlantic Basin. We have Tropical Storm Franklin that just passed over Hispaniola. National Hurricane Center says it's about 40 mile per hour sustained winds there as it continues moving north-northeast away from the U.S. mainland. There's two other disturbances in the central Atlantic, one with a 70% chance of cyclone formation over the next 7 days. 70% chance, as a matter of fact. But this one is going straight north. And there's also one that is moving north-northwest, low formation through 7 days at 30% there. This one, I mean, if it were to continue on a trek towards the coast of the U.S., would be kind of right smack dab in the middle, North Carolina, up into Pennsylvania. So, I mean, that's just the general direction. I have no idea if that's where it's going to wind up, or even if it will get that far, but that's the direction it's headed in. So all that to say is that at least for the next 7 days, right now on the National Hurricane Center outlook, is that there's nothing that we need to be concerned about. So that's good news. Now, if we can just get an actual cold front, not the little faux cold front that we had last week, but excessive heat warning in effect until 8 tonight. Up until now, they've all been 7 o'clock, so that is a little new. Very hot outside, and very hot for Escambia firefighters today, dealing with the brush fire out in Beulah. We'll have that story coming up here in just a moment. Our top three stories are straight ahead. We'll get an update on the roads and weather first.
Roadways are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Our slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway have also been cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. And for weather, as Joe mentioned, we still have an excessive heat warning in effect until 8. Coming up tonight, we do have a low of 81. And tomorrow, sunny skies, no rain, and a high of 96. It's 97 in our area with the heat index still at 90 or 102. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. Looking at our top three stories today, starting in Hawaii, where the number of people confirmed dead from wildfires remains at 115, but the number of people considered missing is now up to around 1,100, according to the FBI's official list. Maui County will soon release the names of missing people in hopes of finding them alive. In Pittsburgh, hours-long standoff, which I believe is still continuing, as deputies who were at a home to serve an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood, all of a sudden dozens of shots rang out, and the deputies say around 100 rounds in total.
Right. I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Was not the first time the suspect did shoot at earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
And no injuries, thankfully, have been reported thus far. The public is being asked to avoid the area. And in Russia, state media says the leader of the Wagner mercenary group that tried to stage the mutiny against Russia dead after his private plane crashed. Now there are various media reports that the plane was actually shot down by Russian defense missiles. Yevgeny Prigozhin was on the list of 10 passengers, although it's not confirmed that he was on board. Pretty interesting story here, and speaks to, in the aftermath of the coup, I distinctly remember, whether it was Fox or ABC, I don't remember, but a Russian expert was talking about the likelihood that something like this could happen to Prigozhin because, you know, you turned on Putin. And it was kind of initially thought that maybe the two sides had kissed and made up. You know, they were told to stay in Belarus, and then maybe they were going back into Russia. And now all of a sudden, this plane crashes, and there is video circulating around social media that shows a missile hitting it before it falling to the ground. So this story, far from over here, as they work on positively identifying the victims there, and we'll see what happens in the coming days on that. Those are your top three stories today. Before we get to national news, again, do just want to give a programming note that we will carry tonight's Republican presidential debate. Starts at 8 o'clock, and there's eight candidates on the stage, including, so far, North Dakota's Doug Burgum. He decided to play some pickup basketball last night to get a good exercise in, and ended up tearing his Achilles. So he's on crutches today. He was at the walkthrough this afternoon. Fox News talked to him and said, yeah, I'm still planning on being there, so he'll probably be on crutches, likely shot up with some cortisone shots as well or something to try to keep the pain down.
Ugh.
Yeah, terrible. But, I mean, he has to be there, right? I mean, you know, now nobody in their right mind thinks that he has any shot of being anywhere close to the nomination, but, you know, he wants to get his message out there, and who knows what his political aspirations are. But, I mean, if at all possible, if the doctors, you know, are giving you, say, yeah, it's going to be stupid painful, but, you know, you're not going to hurt it more if you are out on the debate stage. I mean, he's got to do it, because if he doesn't, I mean, he's not going to see the debate stage again.
Yeah.
At least I wouldn't think so. No. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got local and state headlines after the break. It's Pensacola Right Now, Wednesday edition on News Radio 92.3.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, I explained why I thought the criticism of Joe Biden over his comments about an old house fire at the Maui event, I thought they were actually off target. This is in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. We also talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves, and we discussed things like bikes versus cars. You can find that interview on the podcast page. And a big conversation about riding the school bus versus the car rider line and the impact on traffic. That was in the 8 o'clock hour. All of these are on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 625. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on locally today. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway have cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. For weather, we still have an excessive heat warning in effect until 8. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 96, a low of 81 tonight. It's 95 in our area with the heat index at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much, Gracie. So as we look at some local headlines here before state headlines, so Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons talking about the deadly shooting from early this morning at the Mugs and Jugs on Scenic Highway. 25-year-old man in custody. That individual, Christian Ketchup, who has no prior criminal history, allegedly shot 25-year-old Tierra Binion during an argument between his girlfriend and Binion that spilled out into the parking lot.
While his girlfriend was on top of her, fighting her again or beating her again, pulls out a handgun and shoots her several times while she's laying in the parking lot. It's that simple.
And the shooting comes just days after a stabbing took place at the same bar over the weekend. Simmons says that case is being investigated as a Stand Your Ground case. Escambia Sheriff's Office on Facebook also announcing today a months-long narcotics investigation has led to 13 arrest warrants, $300,000 in cash seized, three handguns, including a stolen AR-15, 200 pills of fentanyl, and that's only part of it. So there were 8 search warrants served throughout the county. A joint investigation, the Escambia Sheriff's Office, Pensacola Police, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, all sorts of agencies involved in this one. The names of the suspects have not been released, but that is certainly forthcoming here in the coming days. Also, the Pensacola woman accused of posing as a CNA for the second time in 2 years. That's 30-year-old Susan Igas, accused of posing as a CNA in Crestview. This was just months after she was released from jail for doing the same thing in Gulf Breeze. Crestview police say they were tipped after somebody whose identity was stolen received a letter from the facility thanking them for being an employee. Pretty interesting there. Those are a look at what's happening around locally. And now switching gears to our state headlines today. In Polk County, just weeks after their commissioners voted not to issue a proclamation recognizing Pride Month, the school district decided to take it a step further, saying they won't issue proclamations that would recognize or honor anything or anyone.
How often do we miss the mark with Black History Month, with Hispanic Heritage Month, with Disabilities Month, with Autism Month, Awareness Month? We miss the mark repeatedly.
So the superintendent there speaking out in favor of continuing proclamations, but it wasn't to be. The Gay Pride Proclamation became an issue following the expansion of Florida's parental right in education law.
Also coming out of St. Petersburg, the fire chief is back on the job. Mayor Ken Walsh says that Chief Jim Large was on paid leave earlier this month due to allegations of racism and homophobia within the department.
Our review of city records shows only one employee complaint has been filed with the Human Resources Department against Chief Large during his 17-year tenure as chief and his 49 years of service with the department.
So Welsh says that he didn't find anything that Chief Large did to violate the city policy.
Yeah, South Florida tourism leaders say the state's culture wars are costing them a lot of money. Stacy Ritter with Visit Lauderdale says 14 companies have decided to keep their conventions away from the area.
We value economic impact with each individual conference, and it is upwards of $80 million in economic impact right now.
So she says that what they're doing to try to get people to come back is they are spending $800,000 to create an inclusive float to represent the county at the 2024 Rose Parade on New Year's Day.
Also, there's a chance for Floridians to save on hurricane supplies this weekend. The state's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday is going to begin on Saturday. It allows people to buy generators, batteries, coolers, and other disaster supplies without having to pay sales tax. And it runs all the way through Friday, September 8th.
And also in state headlines, the Florida Board of Education approving a new rule allowing parents to appeal an objection to books used in school libraries to a magistrate judge.
Should a dispute not be resolved at the local level, the parent may complete the appropriate form to request the appointment of a special magistrate, and then they would submit that to the department for review.
And the board today also approving a rule regarding employee discipline for those who don't follow the law about gender-specific bathrooms. That's what's happening in our state headlines today. It is 6:30 now. We've got our Fox News update coming up, and we'll have sports headlines and health, business, and science notes when we return. Programming note, 8 o'clock tonight, the Republican presidential debate from Milwaukee. 8 to 10, you can hear it right here on News Radio 92.3. We're back in just a few minutes.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Rich Dennison. 8 GOP presidential candidates are set to take the stage tonight in Milwaukee for the first primary debate hosted by Fox News. Fox's Grady Trimble is in Milwaukee.
We've been talking to voters here in Wisconsin, and they tell us they're eager to hear the Republican candidates' plans to tamp down inflation, rein in federal government spending, and unleash American energy.
Former President Trump is skipping tonight's debate, saying his appearance is unnecessary because of his lead in several polls. Biden campaign chair Cedric Richmond says the president won't be debating his two Democratic challengers.
You look at both parties. When they have an incumbent president, that incumbent president participates in no debates.
The Democratic Party chair calls all of the Republican candidates extreme. This is a Fox News Alert.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. NVIDIA has reported blowout quarterly results. The chipmaker's revenue doubled the figure from the year-ago quarter, and adjusted earnings both handily beat expectations. Boosting the results, strong demand for the company's artificial intelligence chips. NVIDIA shares are up a sharp 6.25% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular action, stocks rallied, led by technology shares. The S&P 500 rose 48 points. The Dow Industrials rebounded 184. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite jumped 215, or 1.6%. Well, tomorrow's the big day for devotees of Starbucks and the coffee giant's annual fall menu launch. Yep, the ever-popular pumpkin spice latte is back for a 20th year. You can also choose from things like pumpkin cream cold brew, iced pumpkin cream chai latte, that one officially on the menu now, apple crisp oat milk macchiato, the new iced apple crisp oat milk shaken espresso, plus assorted bakery items. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA for defamation. The former USC star claims that they keep saying he played for pay. They penalized the program and took away his 2005 Heisman Trophy. Now he wants to set the record straight. Even if he did break rules, the system was wrong back then. Congress and the Supreme Court have hammered the NCAA repeatedly. It's a different time. The NCAA has to let go of their old way of thinking and let Reggie Bush have his Heisman back. I'm Andrew Perloff.
For
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you bet on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/win.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. GamblingHelp.MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Must be present in a state where lawful to wager 21+ and present in select states. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. A little programming note, we are going to be carrying the debate on air right here on News Radio. That starts at 8. So make sure to tune in for that. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. And if you do see something on the roads, call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, Alan Strum is going to give us a rundown of what's going on this week.
Harold made landfall on the Texas coast as a tropical storm. It stirred up the Gulf quite a bit, but it's the heat that we're now going to be dealing with. High temperatures Wednesday up around 100 degrees. We've got an excessive heat warning, which means heat index values might be somewhere between 110 and 115. Rain chances are very low over the next several days at only around 10 or 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index still at 101. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right. In national headlines, got excited there. So we start in Georgia, where former NYC Mayor Rudy Giuliani turned himself in today. Of course, he's one of Donald Trump's 18 co-defendants accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm being prosecuted for defending an American citizen who I do as a lawyer.
And Trump's former personal attorney says he fought battles much bigger than this, and he's confident the case will turn out in his favor.
Also, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that an impeachment inquiry into President Biden could be launched next month.
I've never seen a person in elected office use their office like this to have 20 shell companies. You have a 9 people in the family getting paid after you take certain actions.
McCarthy says depending on if the Biden administration turns over documents, the documents could possibly be related to the alleged bribe Biden's son Hunter accepted from Ukrainian officials.
In South Carolina, Supreme Court is reversing the decision and approving the state's 6-week abortion ban. That was on a 4-1 vote. The court replaced the existing 20-week abortion ban. In January, the court sided with Planned Parenthood and other plaintiffs that the 6-week ban was unconstitutional.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says that it was evil for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to send migrants to the city while dealing with Tropical Storm Hillary. The bus of over 30 migrants arrived in downtown L.A. on Monday, and Bass says that the governor sent families and toddlers straight into the path of the extreme weather conditions.
The fate of Texas's so-called floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge who heard arguments this week. Critics say that it's just a political stunt.
What their actions are doing are drowning women and children, nothing more.
And Governor Greg Abbott, though, has repeatedly said that the plan is to take the fight to the Supreme Court if they have to.
Also coming out of San Francisco, a San Francisco area church is suing the state of California. The Calvary Chapel San Jose accuses the state of spying on its members. The church was fined $1.2 million for violating COVID protocols for large gatherings. The church claims that the state officials were using their cell phone data to track worshipers' locations.
Busy day in Major League Baseball today. Games already final include the Cubs beating the Tigers 6-4, the Reds over the Angels 9-4. In the bottom of the 10th inning right now, the Giants lead the Phillies 8-5. The Rays and Rockies are tied at 1 in the 5th. Orioles and Blue Jays scoreless in the 2nd. Yankees up 2-0 on the Nationals in the 2nd. Dodgers 3-1 over the Guardians in the 2nd. And the Braves lead the Mets 1-0 in the bottom of the 1st, and they have runners on 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs. So they may add some more runs to the tally here. NFL news, the 49ers named Sam Darnold as the backup quarterback today. So the third overall pick from 2021 is looking very questionable as far as future with the team. Trey Lance will serve as the third quarterback for now, but the team is looking at all of its options. And ESPN says 6 teams have reached out to the Colts regarding a possible trade for Jonathan Taylor. The Colts have given him until next Tuesday to find a suitable trade offer. That's the day that NFL teams trim their rosters to 53 for the season. Health, Business, and Science notes today. India becoming the first nation to land a spacecraft on the south pole of the moon. They're now the fourth nation to ever land a spacecraft on the lunar surface, including the U.S., Russia, and China. The Russians tried to beat them, but spacecraft Luna 25 ended up crashing into the moon last Sunday.
Also, coming out of California, California is making General Motors take some of its Cruise robo-taxis off the road after two of the driverless cars were involved in collisions. One of the robo-taxis collided with an active fire truck in San Francisco last week. The state is asking General Motors to immediately reduce the active fleet of cars by 50% until the investigation is complete and the corrective actions are taken to improve its safety.
I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but apparently people are kissing turtles and they're buying tiny ones, apparently, that are a no-no because they can lead to exactly what the CDC is warning about here. A national salmonella outbreak. There have been 26 cases across 11 states from October of last year through mid-July, all involving people with tiny turtles that were bought either online in pet stores or reptile shops or shows. The CDC now issuing a warning about buying turtles with shells less than 4 inches long. They're apparently banned in the U.S., but they're often sold anyway. I mean, if they're banned in the U.S. and they're being sold at a reptile stores, that doesn't really make sense. Or pet stores. Like, I don't know how pet stores are doing that if they're banned in the U.S.
Yeah, but the way it seems, you know, it seems like it's pretty easy to get your hands on the turtles even though they're banned. So, like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. But
who's
apparently,
in charge of that?
Yeah, apparently you in elementary school had a close call with a small turtle. You said you were kissing a turtle in elementary school. Is that what happened?
Yes, that's exactly what I said. No, I don't know. But, you know, when you kind of just get, like, memories of, like, something, like, that happened in kindergarten sometimes?
Yeah.
Sure. I feel like I definitely was over at a friend's house and we were holding a bunch of small turtles. So I don't know.
Do you remember if there was any prolonged illness after that?
Or? I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I might have to call my mom on that. Yeah. I think I'm fine now, though.
All right.
Okay,
that's good.
We'll see. 6:45 right here on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking great on the roads this afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway also moving smoothly. If you do see something else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we still have an excessive heat warning. That's in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow we do have a high of 96 in our area with sunny skies. It's 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index still at 101. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Glasses. So look sharp and shop smart. You can visit America's Best for comprehensive eye exam plus two pairs of free glasses starting at just $79.95, and you can book an exam at americansbest.com. That's americansbest.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Pop culture notes today. Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for him and the production company filing a motion to dismiss a civil case brought by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A hearing is set for today in New Mexico where the movie was filmed.
Also, an alliance of major studios is offering a new deal to Hollywood writers in hopes of getting an end to this nearly four-month strike. So the Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers is proposing a wage increase to the Writers Guild of America that could be the highest in 35 years. Mm. The deal would also include a guarantee that written material produced by AI would not be considered literary material.
Looking at some TV movie previews, there's a new edition of the Star Wars universe now on TV. Star Wars Ahsoka made its debut last night on Disney Plus. It stars Rosario Dawson in reprising her role from The Mandalorian. The first two episodes are streaming now, and a new episode will premiere each Tuesday through October 3rd.
Also, there's a new trailer out for a Netflix animated music comedy called Leo. So here's what it sounds like.
Wow, summer's over. Here we go. All right, another year, another batch of fifth grade head cases.
I tell you what, one kid calls me Lizzie this year, I quit.
Just don't pee in my lettuce bowl and we'll be all right.
I don't know. I got a feeling this year's going to be different. Something big's going to happen.
So if one of the voices sound a little bit familiar, yeah, that's Adam Sandler, and that's also Bill Burr as Florida Classroom Pets. So it's an animated music comedy. Sandler's character is a 74-year-old lizard who's plotting to escape to experience some life outside, and he gets caught up in some classroom drama. Mm. It's called Leo. It's on Netflix on November 21st.
I want to hear Adam Sandler again.
Wow, summer's over? Here we go.
All right, another year, another batch of fifth grade head cases.
I tell you what, one kid calls me Lizzie this year, I quit.
Just don't pee in my lettuce bowl.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not sure he's the best voice for a 74-year-old lizard there. Just kind of, I don't know, this year.
Also, like, his voice is so, like, I feel like recognizable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm just
absolutely.
Like, that's Jack and Jill. That's not the 74 lizard.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So I don't know.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines here. So pretty funny one, actually, in Burger King. A Burger King store in Pennsylvania, a sign snafu where either a letter, an important letter at that, was either intentionally or accidentally missing. So the photo gone viral shows the sign saying, quote, now hiring losers up to $14 per hour. Obviously, they're looking for closers, but the C didn't quite make it up onto the board, or it did. It fell off. But still funny. Not sure if any losers applied. We're still awaiting comment from the restaurant.
Yeah, definitely would stink if you did get hired. Then I feel like that's just like you're just the butt of the joke at your new job. Mm-hmm. Loser, loser. Also, we were talking about this a bit the first hour, but in a new survey, 72% of people have told house guests to make yourself at home. And of those people, 91% of them have regretted saying that at one point. Worst behaviors of people when they, you know, come over people's houses, expecting to be fed more meals than you were planned to serve, overstaying their welcome, making a mess, hogging up the bathroom. 35% of people say they've had such a negative experience when having guests over that they've actually told someone that they are a bad guest. Joe might be one of them.
I am. So yeah, one of my best friends, Dustin, he hates that the last several times that I have come over to his house to watch either a football game or a basketball game, I have fallen asleep very quickly and he has to wake me up. So I apologize. Sorry, man. But it's look, I'm a new dad, right? And I got to catch up on sleep somewhere. So I go over to his house for the sole purpose of taking naps, and he does not like that at all. By the way, I do have an update on the passport story from yesterday.
Yes.
So it turns out that the passport is going to arrive before the couple leaves Friday to Hawaii. So we told you about this yesterday. A couple in Boston, they were getting their marriage license, and when they were out of the home, their golden retriever ate like all of the important pages in this guy's passport. Destination wedding to Italy. It's the wedding is actually next Friday, but their flights are leaving this Friday. So the Boston Herald says that the guy's passport will get done in time for both of them to make their flights. So
that's awesome.
Good story there. 6:51. Yeah, definitely. 6:51. We'll take our final break this evening. We've got some more good news to come. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It is Joe and Gracie on Pensacola Right Now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together at 6:55. Roads are looking great. Really no slowdowns to report. And if you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And for weather, this week we're looking good, but it's just going to be really hot. So we have an excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies, no chances of rain really with a high of 96. Right now it's 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is still at 101 at 556. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. A little programming note, we are carrying the debate live on air right here on News Radio 92.3. That's going to start at 8.
Yeah, just over an hour away. The arena in Milwaukee is filling up, and they looks pretty a pretty nice stage. I still think 8 is too much. I would have liked to see maybe 3 or 4, but whatever. I didn't make the rules. But yeah, I'm interested to see. Probably not going to watch all of it, but I'll definitely tune in. And I'm curious to hear what Governor DeSantis has to say and the attacks that I'm sure will come his way, especially from Vivek Ramaswamy this evening. So well, looking forward to that. And, of course, I'm sure Andrew and us will talk about it tomorrow as well. Looking at some good news here. Starting local, a senior at Pensacola High recently achieved the highest possible score on the ACTs. That's Clayton Nolan who accomplished the feat. The Escambia School District says that about 1/4 of 1% of students who take the ACT earn a top score. Pretty cool there.
Very smart cookie. Also in some good news, back in 2018, a Salt Lake City cop named David, he was tragically killed in the line of duty, leaving behind a four-month-old son. Well, now the son named Jackson, he's back in the news after he started kindergarten on Monday. His mom and over a dozen cops were serving as fill-in dads and walked him in to school on his first day.
Very cool there. Also, a really cool story in Tennessee where a news anchor got engaged on the air. She introduced, unknowingly, her own proposal.
And coming up right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happened to find love in the same industry. Local 3's Riley Nagel joins us in the studio with a special report.
That is right, Cornelia. I do have a very special report for people at home who maybe don't know. Cornelia and I met in news. And I thought it'd be fitting to ask you this question here since we met in news. Cornelia Nicholson.
I'm gonna cry.
Would you marry me?
And we assume she said yes.
Yeah, I watched the rest of the video. She definitely said yes. I thought it was a little funny. He did do it when they were recording promos for like overnight stuff. So I'm like, did you not do it live?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you got to do it live. Well,
just
yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, you got, yeah.
But they showed it live then on air the next day. Sure. He was like at the thing. He's like, this is what happened last night.
Very
so,
cool.
So it was super sweet, though.
Yeah, one more here. Making a bad situation and trying to make some good out of it. A California author collecting books for people affected by the wildfires in Maui. Children's author Jennifer Sweeney has so far collected 5,200 pounds of books that are going to be going to survivors of the fire. And she says she's received boxes not just from people around the country, but around the world. And she also plans on restocking the Lahaina Library as well. Good story there. 6:59, that's going to do it for us on a Wednesday. We're now just about an hour away from the first Republican debate of the 2024 election cycle. We finally made it. Eight candidates on the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis right in the center. We'll recap what we saw coming up tomorrow, but we're here for all of your election coverage debate in an hour. You can hear it here on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow.